Okay, here we go. Ding, 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 ding. Jim Jim got a boom boom. Nubby got a bam. He got a doom, 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 doom. Strawberry Alarm Clock.
FM 104. Welcome to Tuesday.
Of course, it's all about Wedding Ringer this morning. The lads will be with us very, very soon. Josh Gad and Kevin Hart.
Go on the way.
But there's also a big film coming very soon that we both won't be watching.
We won't be watching it because it's not as funny as The Wedding Ringer. But if you are going to go and see it, make sure you go and see the right one, because 50 Shades of David Gray is even worse.
Ladies, this summer, get the album all the ladies are listening to. 50 Shades of David Gray. He slowly walks across the room, puts his little fingers on his keyboard, and plays his piano.
So if you want it, come and get it. You'll be crying out loud. The women who are reading this book don't know what it's about.
50 Shades of David Gray, featuring reworked classics. Try and listen without shaking your head from side to side. 50 Shades of Dirty David Gray. Get it, you crazy wagon.
Have it away with me, honey. I touched your with my hand. Very rude stuff happens with a woman. All the ladies, they read it, sitting right on the dart. They got the candle in their hand. Whoa.
Filth. 50 Shades of David Gray. Listen to him in your undercrackers.
This is love. She wears a mask. We weren't invited to a fancy dress. She has boots and she bought a dog lead. But we don't own a dog. And I'm very worried. Why she looking at me like that?
Your favorite songs, only made a little bit rude.
This year's love, she wears a mask.
Terms and conditions apply. Not all ladies may get turned on by David Gray, but that's your own business. Whatever you're having yourself. If you don't like this, try Maisie Gray. She's much better.
Hi, I'm Ed Sheeran, and I'm a big friend of the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104. Yum.
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
They certainly could. We have a trip to Leeds Bradford, because Aer Lingus are flying to Leeds Bradford twice a day, Aer Lingus Regional. We've got a stay at the Malmaison Leeds, a 4-star hotel in Leeds City Centre, and a VIP box at a gig in the brand new First Direct Arena. The gig is to see the script before they play Croke Park. And you've got to prove that you are one of Dublin's biggest script fans by knowing their tunes. Eve!
Hi!
Hi!
Who's your favourite in the script?
That would be Mark.
Mark?
Mark, yeah.
It's because he's named after me, is it?
It's because he's a ginger. Ginger.
Upside
he's
down.
He's a ginger
head.
Ginger.
He is a ginger, yeah. And a dub, obviously. I know they all are, but they're, Mark would be the best.
Mark has the huskiest voice like that.
Yeah, he's a guitar player who does a lot of the songs, so, yeah.
And he does a bit of rapping as well.
That's it.
He's a bit of Robin. He doesn't rob. He's in the script. He doesn't need to rob. There's all millions of albums.
He misheard me, bro.
Okay, so you know your lyrics, do you?
I hope so.
Come on now. You can do this. Want to get you potentially on that plane.
Seat on the plane is your name on it, Niamh. You could be going to see the script.
We have a little waiting room now of about 4 or 5 people. Two of them are going to get on the plane before 10 o'clock. So let's see if we can get you in the waiting room.
Come on, come on.
Here comes your piece of music. She finally met a man that's going to
put her first. Well, I'm not awake because she's sleeping. Because when a heart breaks, no, it don't break even. Even.
Go on then. Awake, she's
no yes. Make your way into the waiting room. Bring your luggage, because before 10 o'clock, two of you will be called onto flight FM 104 to go and see the script in Leeds.
You never know, Niamh.
Oh, please God, please God.
Okay, well done, well done. We can talk to you before 10 o'clock.
Strawberry Alarm Clock.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104, and in studio are our friends, our good friends, Kevin Hart and Josh Gad.
Hey, it's my old pal.
Haven't seen you in ages, lad.
Hey, Jim. Years.
Kevin, how are you, man?
I'm good. Look at you. You look good.
It's been about 2007. Last time.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, I think what were we doing? You were teaching me how to do stand-up.
I remember that.
That was so good. Those
came
classes
over,
were good.
We were working on some stuff.
You're good.
Dude,
you're the best.
You look great.
Thank you.
Yeah. No,
thanks
no
for noticing.
No problem, man. That's my job. What do you mean, thanks for noticing?
You look fantastic. You've been hitting the gym. You're taking a break today. You're taking a break today, are you?
No, I'm not. Unfortunately, I'm not.
And of course, you know
Josh.
Josh very well.
From one curly brother over here to yourself.
Oh, man. Do you remember we used to go to that aquarium together?
Yeah.
And we looked at the fish. What was that, 87? 98?
I was only 5.
That's right.
Yeah. I loved that shark. Yeah. What was he called again?
Oh, that was old Bluto. That was Bluto the shark.
What was Nobby's nickname back then, Josh? What was that
name? I remember Nobby's
nickname. We used to call Nobby.
Sharp-nosed Nobby.
Sharp-nosed
Nobby.
Sharp-nosed thin hair knobs.
Yeah, hey, look, there's sharp-nosed thin. Yeah. There he is.
It's like you were never away.
That was so much fun.
So guys, you're in Dublin because tonight is the premiere for Dublin.
Yes,
very
it is.
Excited.
Of Wedding Ringer.
Yes.
And we have to reveal we've never met Josh and Kevin before. We're pretending to be their friends.
That was what we call a bold-faced lie in the States.
But first of all, it sounded believable.
It did.
Sharp-nosed Nobby was believable. And I'll tell you what, it felt like it was right. Like this friendship between the four of us should have happened, even though God didn't make it happen sooner.
It's quite like the film.
Here's what I'll tell you. I'll tell you what's not believable, but that you can believe. The fact that we are here in Dublin.
That's not
a voice dubbing. We are actually here.
This is the first time you just landed today.
This is the first. I can tell you it's not going to be the last. I want to move to Dublin.
Does Ireland smell?
Wait, you haven't seen anything.
I've seen a hotel and that's all I need to see.
You don't need to see.
I'll tell you what.
You have to see the rest of the town.
I'll tell you what. I saw Incredible Dreams last night.
No.
And that's not a great place.
Josh, that's not right, okay? Yeah. After we see the rest of the town, then you can say that.
Is it premature that I already bought a flat here?
Yeah, that's not. You can't buy.
You bought at the bottom. Good time to buy.
Yeah, I know. I'm very, very happy with it. You know what's exciting? What? Sharing the Wedding Ringer with the people of Dublin.
That's huge.
This is a really funny movie, guys.
No word of a lie. It really is a very, very funny film. Yeah, it really is great.
You guys are like a modern day Kevin Hart, Josh Gad.
Wait, that's not correct. Neither one of them is black.
It doesn't matter.
I am. I'm black.
You are not defined by the color of your skin.
I didn't say that they're defined.
How funny you are. And Sharp Nose over there is actually. People call him Kevin.
No, nobody calls him Kevin.
Hey, do your let me explain bit.
No, they don't. Josh, don't even try it. Sharp Nose, don't try it.
You can do it.
Sharp Nose, don't do it.
To give people an idea of the film, there's like
it's gonna stick, you know.
There's lovely cars in it.
Yes.
It's a good laugh. It's a bromance between two guys,
right,
who aren't friends, but then at the end kind of are.
Mm-hmm. It's a bromance, we call that.
It's a giggle. It's a giggle all the way through, and it's a great date movie, would be very good. And no whips involved, which is very good.
No whips. There are dogs involved. There's dogs and certain body parts. Yeah.
There's a lot of amazing comedy involved. This is a movie that gives you nonstop laughter while at the same time it kind of has like a little piece of realism to it. Like you said, the bromance side of it, the road to friendship between these two guys is something that I feel like all audiences can relate to. You know, everybody, all over. This is a universal film.
Yeah.
A global comedy. That's what I love about it. That's why I'm here.
We're showing it in Antarctica. We feel like the sky's the limit.
At the moment, it's just 1 degree.
Dublin. Now, 5 hits in a row. Keeping your workday moving. FM 104's 10 to 3 show with Andy Preston. FM 104.
FM 104, Dublin's hit music station, live from FM 104's Roadhog with Extravision. Just across the road from the Savoy Cinema, because the big event is happening there tonight, the premiere of The Wedding Ringer. And we're here to celebrate that today. And in fact, I believe there's some tickets here as well for the premiere. So if you're swinging by FM 104's VW Beetlebugs, we'll look after you. Now, speaking of movies, at the Odeon Point Village this coming Saturday, you can see 50 Shades of Grey, and we have tickets to give away. to that event this coming Saturday. And as well as that, if you win the tickets today, you'll be in the draw on Friday for a two-night stay for two at the Gibson Hotel with cocktails on arrival, a three-course meal, and exclusive tickets to one of the first screenings of 50 Shades of Grey this Saturday, February 14th at the Odeon Point Village. There'll be champagne waiting for you in your room as well when you go back there. So that's the prize you can win on Friday. If you win the tickets today, you'll be in for that draw. It's FM 104's Happy Birthday question. Holly Willoughby is 34 today. Which of these shows does she host on UTV? A, Surprise, Surprise. B, Long Lost Family. One of those shows she hosts on UTV. A, Surprise, Surprise. B, Long Lost Family. Holly Willoughby, 34 today. That's why we're asking the question. Want to have a go? 53104 for 20 cent.
You ready? What's up, I'm Beyonce. Nothing but hits.
This is how we do it. Dublin's hit music station.
FM 104.
You and me, we made a vow.
Be there all the way.
FM 104 and AIG Insurance, proud supporters of Dublin GAA.
PPI Music Station of the Year, FM 104, it's midday.
There have been four arrests over a Dublin demo,
and Ireland suffer a heavy defeat to Scotland.
On FM, online, and on your smartphone, Dublin's hit music station, FM 104.
I'm Cliona O'Dwyer. A further four people have been arrested in connection with a water protest in Jobstown.
FM 104, Dublin's hit music station. It is the 10 to 3 show. 8 weeks of sparkling dishes from only one bottle of Fairy. That's Fairy Economy. And we're on the Roadhog today with X Division HMV on O'Connell Street. The Wedding Ringer is at the Savoy tonight. It's the premiere. Kevin Hart and Josh Gad will be there. And you will if you've got tickets. Lucky you. Now, some brilliant performances at the Grammy on Sunday night. I'm only getting around to watching a lot of it now. I loved Hozier and Annie Lennox. And hopefully that's a shot in the arm for Annie Lennox's career. One of the best female singers of all time. Katy Perry was there the other night as well. I didn't recognise her wearing one of her funny wigs, as she tends to. I wouldn't have minded being Miley Cyrus now in that picture. You know the one I'm talking about. But Katy Perry herself has hit out at the paparazzi for taking photos of her inside her house using long lens cameras. This is what she's in the news with today. It's probably the safest way, because if you start singing without the aid of an auto-tune machine, you would want to be out of earshot.
FM 104's Big Picture.
Action! The Wachowski brothers are back with Jupiter Ascending.
Huh. Are those flying boots?
They use the force of gravity, redirecting it into differential equation slopes that you can surf.
Yeah, I heard gravity and surf.
Jupiter Jones, played by Mila Kunis, always dreamed that she was destined for great things, but the reality of her life sometime in the far future is that of a downtrodden toilet cleaner.
FM 104, Dublin's hit music station. There's supposed to be rumours flying around about Hozier having a fling with Annie Lennox after the Grammys on Sunday night now. Showbiz, eh? It's Hozier and Sedated on FM 104's All Request Lunch here on the 10 to 3 show. 8 weeks of sparkling dishes from only one bottle of Fairy. That's Fairy Economy. Let's do this.
FM 104's Job Finder with DigiWeb Fibre Broadband, with parent control features as standard.
Now, a funky, colourful and comfortable clothing line for children aged 0 to 12 years is currently hiring in all of their Dublin stores. Full-time and part-time positions available. You can call 426 4108 for more information. 426 4108.
There's no place I'd rather be.
FM 104. Even more new hit music.
FM 104.
The Coronas, How This Goes.
And I'll write your name.
FM 104, Dublin's hit music station. Five hits in a row every single hour. Some more music guarantee. And it's Ben here. Just wrapped it up. We're here with DoneDeal.ie. Have you done deals yet? So Taylor Swift and Blank Space there. And apparently she likes a bit of Irish. We're being told in the papers anyway, she has been seen with Hozier, looking very cute, they say, backstage at the Grammys. The two of them went to a Haim concert in LA, and yeah, lots of people saying that there's something going on there. Don't do it! She seems like a serial dater or something, I don't know. There was the whole kind of like Ed Sheeran thing, then there was your man from One Direction. I don't know, Hozier, don't be another one on the list. Anyway, listen, today we're live on the FM 104 Roadhog with X Division HMV. We're on O'Connell Street. The premiere of The Wedding Ringer is on at the Savoy tonight. Side, and it stars Kevin Hart, Josh Gad, and it lands in cinemas on the 20th. So we're here with the FM 104 VW Beetlebugs. We've loads of goodies as well as some exclusive tickets. If you want to go along to the premiere of The Wedding Ringer in the Savoy tonight, you got to pop over and say hello. Co-pays on the way.
FM 104's Face to Face.
Love him or hate him, Conor McGregor has earned himself a UFC title shot this May in Las Vegas. Is the Dubliner too much talk and not enough action, or are his antics a breath of fresh air for Irish sport? We're on Face to Face to find out.
Ash, you have to love him, don't you? Absolutely brilliant. Ash, you look at him. He pleases the crowd, puts on a good show, and he backs up everything he says.
See aircom.ie.
FM 104, the station that plays those hits that make you turn up the radio. And they don't come much bigger than this.
Dublin's hit music station.
FM 104.
Come on, come on. I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself.
Jam on FM 104, playing all the hits right now. FM 104 and AIG Insurance, proud supporters of Dublin GAA.
PPI Music Station of the Year, FM 104, it's 5 o'clock.
Doyle to vote on divisive abortion bill and injury concerns fade for Ireland's rugby squad.
On FM, online, and on your smartphone. Dublin's hit music station, FM 104.
Hi, I'm Ross Lynch. The Doyle will vote in the next few minutes on a law to allow abortions if the fetus has no chance of survival.
This is the Strawberry Alarm Clock Bit. People have asked, we retransmit. It's your chance to hear it once again on the Jam with Ben.
Strawberries.
So if you do not mind and you'll permit, here is the Strawberry Bit.
FM 104.
And don't forget, Jim and Abby want to send you off to Leeds to see the script over there so you can win each and every single day this week on FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock. My Strawberry Bit for today, though, here's the random man.
Hello.
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 Yeah, I'm just inquiring about buying myself a flat screen TV.
What size are you looking to get?
Donkeys.
Donkeys. What's the largest? I'm looking to get a big one. This.
We have a 46 inch size in store.
46 inches. Okay. Yes.
Betty, what do you think of that?
My wife's called Betty.
Okay.
Betty Cooper.
Goes like a trooper.
FM 104, Dublin's hit music station. Bit of Bob and Is This Love. It's Ben getting home with the Jam. This is FM 104's Hits Your Call, so you pick them till 9, 53104. 20 set of texts to get that song played. Weather-wise for the night, it's going to be dry, fog in places, lows of 0 degrees. It's 2 degrees now.
FM 104's weather. With 53 degrees north, Carrick Mines and Blanchardstown. Your winter adventure sports store. 53degreesnorth.ie.
All right, 6:31. Let's get back to base. Ross has your 60-second update.
Wicklow TD Anne Ferris has been booted out of the Labour Parliamentary Party.
1,000 used cars online.
11:50 northbound traffic is heavy from Firhouse to the Red Cow. It's slow southbound at Blanchardstown following an earlier crash that has been cleared now. Delays further along from Cherrywood to Bray North. There's an incident outbound on the Nace Road between the Longmore Road and the Red Cow. Emergency services are there, but they're blocking the right lane and it's very busy in the area. Heavy outbound on the Merrion Road from Balls Bridge to the Merrion Gates. The N11 is slow outbound from Nutley Lane to Kilmacud Road lower. Delays from North King Street through to Hart's Corner on the N2. It's busy outbound from Dorset Street to Whitehall Church on the Swords Road. Heavy on the Navan Road from the Cabot Cross to the Bagot Road Junction. Slow along the South Quays from George's Quay to Wellington Quay. And there's delays northbound on Mackin Street from Grand Canal Street to Samuel Beckett Bridge. If you are stuck in a jam, let us know. 53104, 20 set of text. And today we're live here on the FM 104 Roadhog with X Division HMV on O'Connell Street. The premiere of The Wedding Ringer is on tonight. And we're here with the FM 104 VW Beetlebugs. If you want tickets, come over and say hello. Back to the hits. Here's Mr. Probs. It's FM 104.
My face above the water.
Really like that. A brand new song from Noel Gallagher. There's Ballad of the Mighty Eye. Very good. That's wrapping up five hits in a row completely ad-free on FM 104. Hope you're well. It's Declan Pierce here. And of course, if you want to go along to Noel Gallagher's sound check party for the Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds show at the Three Arena on the 4th of March, and I get tickets for the show as well after the sound check. Nice private sound check with yourself and your mate. If you want to go along, text the word Noel along with your name, your age and your location to 53104 for 20 cents and best of luck. Welcome to FM 104's It's Your Call with Cube Nightclub at Madison Tala, Tala's premier late night venue, Cube Nightclub, Tala. 53104 for 20 cents. You're completely in control of all the music between now and 9 o'clock tonight. A couple of requests in already. Michelle, Amy and Casey studying in Leopardstown for some mock exams. Hello to Roisin and Kevin as well. They're out for a 10k run at the moment. Well done down in Sandymount. And happy birthday as well to Joanna Kirwan in Sutton from all the family. Calvin Harris for you next on FM 104. I want
to
see the script.
To make you feel my
even more new hit music first.
Hi, this is Meghan Trainor, and this is my new song.
I know you're lying, cause your lips are moving.
Dublin's hit music station.
Let's go.
FM 104.
If your lips are moving, if your lips are moving, if your lips are moving.
Recently discovered that my next door neighbour is selling her services as a prostitute. At first, we grew suspicious when men who we didn't recognise were coming in at all hours. Finally, my husband heard of all places down the pub what was really going on, because some of the young lads had her number and pictures of her on the phone. The thing that worries me, Chris, is that this woman has two kids, and as far as I know, the kids live with her on a full-time basis. I'm not sure if the guy even knows what this tramp is up to. I don't have to point out that this is not a good environment for the kids to grow up in. Some people just text in to say, is it any of her business, Chris? 53104 for 20 cents. Is it any of her business? Thomas, you're saying fair play to her. Independent woman doing her own thing. This is a great thing for feminism now.
Yeah, she's dead right. If she's good on her back, let her walk on her back, she gets a few quid for it. Well and good.
All right. It's illegal. She's a prostitute. Would you like your sister or your wife to do it? I doubt it.
Come here. At the end of the day, if she needs something for her kids and she can't afford it with what she gets out of the state, let her go ahead.
Is this the I need to look after me kids excuse, is it?
No, it's not. If that's what she wants, let her do it.
Okay, hold on a sec. Aoife, you think she's an absolute disgrace.
I think it's a disgrace and a kid should be taken off her.
Like, taken off her?
Yeah. Like, no, seriously, like, what way is that to bring up your child? Like,
well, I asked, I tell you what, lads, this is an eye-opener to us all. I asked earlier on, about 9:30 tonight, where are all the brothels? Just what areas are they? Text us in, by the way, 53104 for 20 cents. Tell us exactly where they are. And people are now jamming the switch and saying, giving us a lot of information. But Aoife, she's earning a few bob. That's what people are saying to us.
Yeah, but there's other ways to earn a few bob. Get a job, not sit around.
She can't get anybody to mind her kids, so she has to do it like that. Simple.
So she goes around being a prostitute for stuff. Herself, like, what way is that to bring up your kids?
Come here, she's getting blokes are going in paying off for it. You know what I mean?
And that's the right way of making money, is it?
Well, if she's good at it.
Would you want your ma or your sister doing that? Or like your kid being around someone like that?
If that's the way things have to go and she has to get a few quid, isn't it better than going out jumping over the counter or robbing somebody, isn't it?
Or she could just get
So that's the options she has, is it? Thomas, hang on, are you
to lie on her back, yeah?
The lowest of the low people do that. Like,
she must be bloody desperate to do it, or stupid. Desperate or stupid?
It's one of the oldest trades in the world, prostitution.
That doesn't make it any different.
Let her go ahead and be a prostitute.
And what are her kids doing when she's doing that? Sitting down?
They're probably in bed asleep.
All day? The neighbour said they're going in day in, day out. And what are the kids doing? Are the kids not
at all?
Exactly. So hang on a second, Thomas, wait a minute. If you lived beside this, if it was a neighbour that you knew and this is exactly what she was doing.
You shake her hand. Well, yeah, shows
fair play to her. At least she's not going out robbing people.
Shows what a person you are, doesn't it?
So it's all right.
I couldn't care less as long as she doesn't do anything at my door or outside my gate. What goes on behind her door is her business. End of the story.
Nothing to do with your big
nose. Or the owl and that's a big nose cunt sticking her nose in. If she wants to ride everybody, let her go and ride everybody.
What's the impact that's going to have on her kids growing up? All they'll know is strange men coming in and out of their house.
Yeah, them kids will
thank her. There's no way for your kids to be around.
Aoife had the right idea. Aoife, there's a couple of kids involved here. The kids live with her. She obviously is a single mum from what we can gather here. The neighbour's absolutely going mad. Essentially, there's a hooker living next door. There's no nice way to put it.